Okay, Parshas Lech Lecha is upon us, and what an exciting and interesting Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha provides us with. We begin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu appearing to Avram and telling him, Lech Lecha me'artzcha mi'moladetcha mi'beis avicha l'aretz asher areka. Rav Volba Zatzal pointed out that since the Torah is not a history book, until Avram Avinu starts to receive Nevuah from Hashem, it's not our essence to try to figure out what it is that's going on in his life. So although there are midrashim that abound, the actual message of Avram Avinu doesn't become important until he starts dealing with Yiddishkeit, with messages, Lidoros. So Hashem appears to him and tells him, Ve'escha l'goy gadol, I will make you into a great nation, v'abarechecha v'agadla shemecha v'ayyeh bracha. And the Gemara in Pesachim notes that this refers to the fact that when we give when we make brachos in our Shmona Esrei, we make a brachos referring to all the avos, right? Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. But when we end, B'cha Yivarech Yisrael, V'nivrechu V'cha, the bracha will be to you, and that's why when we close out that bracha, we say Magen Avraham. So Yitzchak Kabelman, the famous Rosh Yeshiva of Lucerne, Zichrono Lebracha, notes that Avram Avinu was unique among the avos, because he was the only one who had no Mesorah, and he needed to develop his awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own. And so thus Hashem told him, lest you think you're similar to your experience, lest you think that similar to your experience, at the time of Mashiach, many will also need to respond without personal Mesorah. Many will not understand that they are Yidden. They will not have the earlier generation to look back onto. And so Hashem tells him that in that situation, B'yamos HaMashiach, many will need to respond without a personal Mesorah, and will still be B'cha Yivarech Yisrael. They're still going to achieve a calling in the name of Hashem. And that's what the Torah tells us. Was Avram Avinu's coda by Avor Avram Ba'aretz, and he calls out Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Everywhere he goes, he calls out in the name of Hashem. And now in Pirkei Avos, we read that there were 10 generations from Noach to Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu came along V'Natal Schar Kulam. He took all the schar due to all of them. So the Sefer Lechem Shamayim asks why. Why is it that Avram gets the schar for all the previous 10 generations? And what do we do when we consider that within those 10 generations we had Shem, we had Aver, we had people who Avram Avinu went to go learn from? So how do we have the opportunity to say that he gets the schar? They were clearly greater than he, otherwise he wouldn't have gone to learn from them. So Rav Ovadia Yosef Zecher Tzadok Livracha explains that the difference between Shem and Aver and Avram Avinu was that Avram Avinu was Moser Nefesh to proclaim the name of Hashem publicly. He made it his life's mission to make sure that anyone he met would call out in the name of Hashem, and thus he gets their schar as well. That is to say, he has a piece of the schar that they get. And that's similar, says Rav Ovadia, to the tenth man at the minyan who affords the others to daven. I pointed out in the Shmooz last night that the same thing is true for the one who has the kavod of being able to go ahead and cause a kiddush shem shamayim, which we give over to the avelim, and that's why they get the opportunity to say v'imru amein, go ahead and declare Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. You're the Gorim, which gives Schar, and the one who's Gorim you, namely the Nifter, that person too receives the Schar, and it's not just your Schar, but it's Schar Kulam. Not to the detriment of the ones that are there answering the Yehi Shmei Rabba, not to the detriment of Shem and Aver and the previous generations, but Avram Avinu afforded the opportunity to their generations to get back on track, to be Korim B'Shem Hashem, and for that, he gets the schar as well. Then Avram winds up in Mitzrayim, and Ula Avram Hetiv Bavura. They were good to Avram Avinu because Sarimena was taken. Now, how could Avram Avinu agree to accept gifts from the king of Mitzrayim, and not later in the parasha, not from the king of Sodom, and not from Abimelech, Melech Plishtim? So Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal suggested that when Avram Avinu went to Mitzrayim, he didn't go to live there. He was waiting out the Ra'af. And however, when he was in Gerar, the Pasuk says, Vayagar b'Gerar, he became, so to speak, a citizen of Gerar. And so thus, as a citizen of Gerar, he was subject to the rules of the land, which included the fact that Sarimenu ran a risk of being taken. In Mitzrayim, he was not. And so having been insulted as a visiting diplomat, Avram Avinu had to accept the gifts, not for himself, but rather for the affront to the general world culture at the time. And thus, Rabbi Yashua says, that's why Avram Avinu accepted from the Melech Mitzrayim. But when it comes to the Melech's dome, he says, Michut ve'atzroch now, not from a thread or from a shoelace. And Chazal connect the idea of the shoelace to the shoe of Aliyah L'Regel. What's that connection all about? So Rav Zecharia Tubi, Shalita, the Rosh Kolal in Karen B'Yavne, Rosh Kolal Rabbanut, he suggested that the Aliyah L'Regel is a Jew's opportunity to recognize that everything he has is from Hashem. He leaves his domicile, and he goes up to Hashem at his own personal financial risk. And still, in that process, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Lo yachamod ish es artzecha ba'aloscha. No one's going to desire your land when you go up, and Hashem will protect you, since it all comes from Him anyway. And the same thing is true over here as well. Avram tells the king of Sodom that everything comes from Hashem, and he doesn't want anyone to get the impression otherwise, so therefore he refuses to accept anything. And since he refused to accept here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him that in its chus, his children will be able to be Ola Regel, where they will have the opportunity, on an even more personal level, to get together L'Shem Shamayim. Avram gets into a battle. Avram's servants get into a battle, backtracking just a drop, get into a battle with the servants of Lot. And the Torah says, "V'lo nasa usam ha'aretz l'sheves yachdav." The land didn't let them live together. And the question has to be raised: why does the pasuk mention that the land didn't let them live together? And then the pasuk goes back and says, "Ki ayar rechusham rav," because they had there a lot of wealth. The land and the wealth are part and parcel of the same issue. So why repeat the same idea twice? So Rav Shmuel Yaakov Borenstein Shalita, the Rosh Yeshiva of King Kiryas Melech in Bnei Brak, explains that at first the issue was one of finances. However, as the Medrash explains, the differences rose above the finances into spiritual matters, and then rose of the shepherds and began to split Avram and Lot, and hence the double language. First it was Lo Nasa Osama Aretz L'Shev, and first it was Ki Ayar Rechusham Rav. But before that, it had been the simple process of the fact that Lo Nasa Osam Haaretz, the land itself could not have handled them. They were so divided at that point. The parasha ends with the famous stories of the Bris Bein Abisarim and Sarah Imenu, and then the mitzvah of Bris Mila. But Avraham Avinu begins with the discussion. He asks, "B'moyidaki Roshana, how will I know? With what will I know that I will inherit the land?" And Rashi comments that the interest here was to know which merit would Avram's children merit the land. Mori V'Rabbi Roshachter often cited the comments of the Netziv, who explained the intent of Irashena refers not to Yerusha, to the concept of Yerusha, but rather to a process of seizing. What they were asking was, they were asked with what they will acquire the land. Avraham Avinu was told, with what will they acquire? What will be the schus that will get them there? And that's what was bothering Avraham Avinu. Not that there was a process of doubt. It was a question of the fact that they would need a schus, and would they have it? Then we read the story of Hagar and Ishmael, and the birth of Ishmael. The Torah tells us, with Sarah Eshes Avraham, Sarah took Hagar Mitzris Shivchasa Miketz Eser Shanim. She waited until the end of 10 years. And the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Samach Dalet explains that one needs to marry a different wife if the couple cannot procreate after 10 years of trying. Now Tosus in Chagiga on Daf Beis explains that a Jewish child whose mother is a Canaanite maidservant doesn't fulfill the father's procreation obligation anyway. There's no peruvu there. So if that's the case, what did Sarah Imenu try to help over here? The late, great Rav Nosson Gestetner, the great Rosh Yeshiva in Bnei Brak, explains that only after the command of Bris Mila was Avram commanded not to intermarry. Prior to that point in time, Avram was not commanded against it. During those times, biblical lineage was set up on the patriarchal line. And so ergo, a child born to Avraham and Hagar would be Jewish and would be aligned with Avraham's destiny, and therefore would be able to be considered, theoretically, opportuned and primed for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Peru Urvu. Just to close out with a thought on the Haftorah, the Pasuk says, Me'ir mi-Mizrach. Who was awakened from the east? And this Pasuk refers to Avraham Avinu. But the question has to be asked as to why that is the case. So my dear friend and Rebbe, Rav Gideon Weitzman Shlita, explains that Avraham Avinu was able to be taken from Ur Kasdim and brought to Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem wanted to make the move and take the initiative. Hashem would finish the job. Hashem wanted Avraham to make the move and take the initiative, rather. Hashem would finish the job and make it successful. But that's the job of what it means to be a Lech Lecha Jew. That's the job of Lech Lecha. You need to understand you're taking the first step, like the Apex Tech guy used to say. I can't call you, you have to call me first, right? You have to call to me first, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can go ahead and finish the job. This is our mission in life as well. Mi Yair Mi Mizrach. Who's going to wake us up from the east? It's got to come from ourselves to be woken up, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can finish the job. Shabbat Shalom to all.